This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Congress passed two suffrage monument laws. Federal reviewers approve no site. Loveland sculptor Jane Dud Decker, one of four finalists chosen from 91 entries for a Central Park commission, started the campaign, and every member of Colorado's House delegation sponsored the first bill. The Women's Suffrage National Monument Foundation says it expects to unveil the finished work in 2033. A campaign that Loveland sculptor Jane Dud Decker began after reaching the final round for a Central Park commission has produced two federal laws for a women's suffrage national monument in Washington, signed December 17, 2020 and January 4, 2025. Every member of Colorado's seven-seat House delegation sponsored or co-sponsored the first bill the day it was introduced. The monument has no approved site and no selected artist, and the Women's Suffrage National Monument Foundation, now leading the effort, does not expect to unveil it until 2033. Dud Decker described the effort on the August 3 broadcast of the Kim Monson Show, 4 days before the 42nd Sculpture in the Park opens in Loveland, where she said she will show 9 new pieces. "Women need to be more representative in public art," she said. Representative Joe Nugusi introduced H.R. 473 on January 10, 2019, and the six other members of Colorado's House delegation signed on as original co-sponsors that same day. Democrats Diana Dujet, Jason Crow, and Ed Perlmutter, and Republicans Scott Tipton, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn. Senator Michael Bennett introduced the companion, Senate Bill 1705, on June 4, 2019, the 100th anniversary of Senate passage of the 19th Amendment, with Senator Cory Gardner as an original co-sponsor, according to Bennett's office. The House passed the bill by voice vote on February 26, 2020. The Senate agreed by unanimous consent on December 3, and President Trump signed it as Public Law 116-217 on December 17, 2020. The law authorizes an organization, the Every Word We Utter Monument, to establish a commemorative work on federal land in the District of Columbia and its environs, and it bars the use of federal money. That organization was the Loveland nonprofit Dud Decker formed with Jody Shattuck McNally in 2018, the Loveland Reporter, Herald reported, and it took its name from her sculpture. The Washington-based foundation runs the project today, and a National Park Service release says Public Law 116-217 authorized the foundation to establish a commemorative work on federal land in the District of Columbia. The competition drew 91 submissions, and four finalists were unveiled at a news conference on March 14, 2018, months after city officials celebrated the selection of a Central Park site at Literary Walk, according to AM New York. Pam Elam, president of the Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony Statue Fund, spoke at that conference. Dud Decker was one of the four. The commission went to Meredith Bergman, whose Women's Rights Pioneers Monument was unveiled in Central Park on August 26, 2020. "My submittal was so different from the woman who won, which I love her piece," Dud Decker said on the show. She said the effort began in 2017, and that the idea of taking it to Washington came from one of her sons, who told her that statues belong in Central Park, but monuments belong in D.C. Dud Decker said USA Today named her Colorado Woman of the Year in the program's first year for instilling and instigating the women's monument. Nugusi carried the second bill as well. H.R. 1318, the Women's Suffrage National Monument Location Act, was introduced March 1, 2023, with Representative Debbie Lesko of Arizona as the first Republican co-sponsor, passed the House by voice vote on November 6, 2023, and the Senate on December 20, 2024, and became Public Law 118-226 when President Biden signed it January 4, 2025. The Senate companion, Senate Bill 886, came from Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin with Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. Dud Decker said on the show that the Location Act allows the monument near Constitution Gardens, between the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the World War II Memorial. Since 2003, the Commemorative Works Act has barred new commemorative works and visitor centers from the reserve, and the Location Act sets that prohibition aside by name, providing that the monument shall be located within the reserve. The Commemorative Works Act defines the reserve as the great cross-axis of the mall, which generally extends from the Capitol to the Lincoln Memorial and from the White House to the Jefferson Memorial. Constitution Gardens sits inside it, and the Planning Commission's staff report says all four sites under consideration are within the reserve. The National Park Service, as the applicant, and the foundation, as sponsor, brought a site selection study to the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts on September 18, 2025. The study narrowed 14 sites to 8 and then to 4 finalists and named Constitution Gardens West the sponsor's preferred site. The Commission of Fine Arts voted that day to advance it, according to the National Capital Planning Commission's staff report. The National Capital Planning Commission took up the same study on December 4, 2025, and stopped short of a decision. The Commission is not formally approving a location or memorial design at this stage of the process, the Executive Director's recommendation states. The Commission said in its account of the meeting that members found that the Constitution Gardens West site best meets the applicant's goals and supported advancing it for further study. The foundation told the public something different. In a statement issued the same day, it announced that it had received final and unanimous approval from the National Capital Planning Commission, NCPC, for a permanent 2.5-acre site on the National Mall in Constitution Gardens, and it called that the final step in the comprehensive site selection process. Its FAQ page tells readers the monument will be located on a 2.5-acre site within Constitution Gardens. The Planning Commission's own account of that meeting describes the two dispositions differently. Commissioners supported advancing it for further study, while in the same release, the Commission approved preliminary site development plans for a separate project, the Fallen Journalists Memorial. Under the Commemorative Works Act, the Planning Commission and the Commission of Fine Arts must each approve the site and the design, and the Interior Department or the General Services Administration must then approve and permit both. The preferred parcel sits at Constitution Avenue and 19th Street Northwest, a reference to the 19th Amendment that the Planning Commission noted. No artist has been chosen. Once a site is secured, WSNMF will launch a national design competition, the site selection study states. Through the spring and early summer of 2026, the foundation ran a public invitation asking people to send in drawings and ideas by July 4th, according to Live 5 News. The foundation's FAQ page says the monument is expected to be completed and unveiled to the American people in 2033. Decker described the same sequence on the air. They'll go through an open call to choose an artist, but I will have some kind of hand in the piece as it moves forward, she said. Private money pays for all of it. The Daughters of the American Revolution, a founding national partner, gave $350,000 in August 2024, and the foundation put its fundraising goal at $75 million in the announcement of that gift. The Loveland High Plains Arts Council presents the show at Benson Sculpture Garden, 2908 Aspen Drive, and calls it the largest outdoor juried show and sale in the United States. A patron party runs 3 to 8 p.m. Friday, with tickets at $100. The show opens to the public from 9,030 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and 9,030 a.m. to 4,030 p.m., Sunday, with $10 admission at the gate and free entry for children, 14 and under. Parking near the showgrounds is very limited, and free shuttle buses operated by Thompson Valley School District run to the park from four locations around Loveland. Proceeds maintain the park, Dud Decker said. Artists may bring 9 pieces, or 15 if the works are one of a kind, Dud Decker said, and she will bring 9, all new, among them fused glass and bronze combinations, and 4 ballet pieces. There are so many different people's creations and their look at life, she said of the show. It really will lift your spirits. She is also finishing a Josephine Baker commission for Lou Vizine, the Paris suburb where Baker lived at the Villa Beauchene. The work, called Timeless Grace, is 2 stone benches with life-sized bronzes, one showing Baker beside her cheetah, Chiquita, and it is scheduled for installation in September 2026, according to the French-American Cultural Foundation. And now, Kim's perspective. Jane Dud Decker reached the last round for a Central Park commission, and when it went to another sculptor, she decided the idea belonged in Washington instead. She and her neighbors then did the patient work of persuading their entire congressional delegation, Republicans and Democrats together, to write that idea into federal law, and they came back years later for a second law to put it on the mall. That is responsible self-governance, and it is slow on purpose. The monument may not stand until 2033, and I think it will be worth every year of the wait. If you can get to Loveland this weekend, go look at what her hands can do. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.